We begin Masechtas Ksubis, which is referred to as Shas Katan, because we literally come across almost every aspect of Shas in this Masechta. Today we'll be'ez Hashem be learning Daf Beis of Masechtas Ksubis. Some of the topics we're learning about include: a Besula performs Nisuin on Yom Revi, Wednesday, for two reasons. To enable the husband to appear in Bezdin on the following day for Tainas Besulim, to allow a substantial amount of time for the Suda preparations. The Gemara will teach that a married woman who was mezana beratzin willingly becomes asura to her husband. However, if she is violated by einus against her will, she remains muteris to her husband, provided that he's a yisrael. An eishes kohen becomes asura to her husband even by einus. Some of the key terms and concepts that we'll learn about include she pamayim b'shabes botei dinin yeshvin b'yaris v'yam hasheni uv'yam hachamishi. Ezra enacted that Bezdin should convene every Monday and Thursday. The two stages of marriage, Erisin and Nisuin. Erisin is the first stage, also referred to as Kiddushin, after which she becomes an Eishes Ish, forbidden to all other men, and both he and she are forbidden to marry all Arayas, all prescribed relatives. However, she does not yet enter the husband's Rishus, and does not yet receive the benefits and responsibilities of a full wife. Nisuin is the subsequent action of marriage, which includes chuppah, he brings her into his domain, and bia cohabiting. After Nisuin, the wife is considered to be a full-fledged wife and receives the benefits and responsibilities of a full wife. Although in today's times both Kiddushin and Nisuin are performed simultaneously, in the times of the Gemara there was a lengthy interval between Kiddushin and Nisuin. Ma'alam Mezainis. After the Nisuin, the husband is obligated in Mezainis to support his wife. Also, min ha-Torah, Bas Yisrael marrying a Kohen may eat Truma from the time of Erisin. However, midrabanan, she may not eat Truma until after Nisuin. Shoktu Chacham al Takonis b'nais Yisrael, shehei teriach besuda shlesh yam. The Chacham sought to promote the welfare of b'nais Yisrael by having the husband spend 3 days before the wedding preparing for the wedding feast, and for the Shibbos Yimei HaMishtah, meals for the subsequent 7 days. This will allow him to be free to spend time with his kala during the Shibbos Yimei HaMishtah. Nistachva Sedehu, literally his field was flooded. Another way of saying Mazal Chagar, it is his bad luck and he must absorb the loss or suffer the consequences. Yesh Einus Begitten, Ein Einus Begitten. If the husband gave a get al tanai, and an oinus, circumstances beyond his control kept him from preventing the tanai to be fulfilled, is the get valid? And get la'achar misa. A get cannot take effect after death, since the marriage has already been dissolved by misas habal.